Today on Tech Daily, we're talking about personal data backup, and joining me to discuss the latest in this area is Gaidar Magdanarov, General Manager of Consumer Business at Acronis, joining me from the US. Gaidar, thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you for inviting me.
Gaidar, how important has data backup become for everyday users?
It's actually going to be more important over time, and actually it's more important now than it ever been, because now everything's digital. So in the past, we had hard copies of pictures, we had some copies of our music and video somewhere, but now everything is digital, stored on our computers. So it's getting more and more important.
And how has data backup, the tools that we use, also evolved to keep up with this?
The thing with backup is that no one really wants to think about it. It's like insurance. You don't really want to use it. It's just something that you have somewhere. And what happens with backup is that if it's complicated or it requires you to do something and do some actions, then you're not doing it. Most people will not do it because it's just complicated. So from the very beginning, we at Acronis, what we tried to do was to deliver a solution that works for everyone and works very easy and is fast and provides complete protection. So we started from full image backup of Windows computers. And the idea behind Full Image was that everything that you have on a computer, operating system, applications, settings, files, everything's copied, and you don't have to worry what to backup. It's just automatically backed up. And you can recover to the same computer, you can recover your operating system, applications, or just particular files, or you can even recover to another computer if your computer is lost. So we were there from the very beginning. And with every new release, we're just adding more into this complete protection. So we added mobile backup so we can backup mobile content from iOS and Android devices. We added Mac backup, and we also do full image backup on Mac. We added backup to the cloud, and we're constantly improving the data protection, thinking from the perspective of making data protection easy so anyone can do that. If you're just a beginner user, you just install a couple clicks, everything protected. Or if you're an advanced user, then you have lots of settings, you can configure whatever you want. So we do that for everyone, but it should be easy and it should be fast. We're improving the speed of the product with every new release. And it should be complete. So we're covering Windows and Mac. We cover iOS and Android. We even backup and recover Facebook.
Yes, and it seems with the latest version of your product, Acronis True Image, there now seems to also be a focus on some additional protection for user data. Can you tell me about that in your update?
Yeah, so the new update, and we call it the new generation update. It's a premium subscription for our product. We added features to protect the backup. The technology that we implemented called Acronis Active Protection, and the goal for this technology is to protect backups and data against ransomware. The reason we added this technology is because now ransomware is growing rapidly. There are so many new types of ransomware appearing every day, and the bad guys, they finally find a way how to get money directly from consumers, because when your data completely lock out, there's nothing you can do only to pay, and you pay directly to those guys. So the problem now is that everyone in this world of bad guys is trying to create some new ransomware, and it creates a lot of issues for users of backup, for home users. And we come up with this new technology that does basically three things. We protect backups if you store them locally.
Yes.
Because if you store them in our cloud, they already protect in our secure cloud. Mm-hmm. But if you store backups locally, we protect them from modifications by ransomware. Also, we protect the applications itself. So ransomware or a virus cannot infect Acronis True Image and modify the data that you're backing up. And then the third, and I think the most important component of this, is ability to protect the data on your computer. And it works in a way that we detect suspicious activity on your computer, and then we can show you a message telling you that this particular application doing something nasty with your files. It's encrypting files or removing files, renaming files. So something wrong is going on. And then user can decide if the user wanted to keep this application doing that or not. And if the user decides to block it, then we can block this malicious application completely and recover the files automatically. So underneath what we do is basically when we see something suspicious going on, then we do the instant backup of the changes. We keep the changes that were applied by this malicious application. And if you say us that, if you tell us that we don't need to allow this application to run, we block it, and then we do the instant recovery of the changes that were made by that application.
Now, in regards to that ransomware protection, you're not trying to necessarily take the place of any internet security software that, that might also do that job, are you? I mean, you're not getting into the business of internet security?
No, we're not doing antivirus or internet security. What we do, we're making backup more secure. And we actually realized that starting this year, there are so many ransomware attacks on end users that backup should be protected. And there's just no way you can use a backup solution without this type of protection, because if now it's not a problem for you, this year it could actually happen to you, because ransomware is getting so sophisticated and so actually the people creating ransomware, the exploding the even little tiny issues that you have in your operating system or application to infect your machines. And they're finding interesting ways to attack your computers. So we know ransomware that actually infects your computer and asks you to infect other computers if you want to unlock your data. So you either pay or you infect two more computers, and then your data is unlocked for free. And we even know about ransomware that is available as a service. So there are some bad guys who created this ransomware, and they letting anyone to use it to infect other computers and collect ransom and then share the ransom with them. So because of that, there's just so many people that are doing it. It's just changing the world of home computing, because you are constantly under attack. There are some people who are trying to infect your computer all the time.
Absolutely. Now, how does your competition go in this area of protecting data? Are any sort of competing products doing anything similar, or is this you sort of right at the forefront in this this area of data protection?
As far as we know, we're the first backup solution who ever implemented this type of protection. So there are many different solutions that do online backup or a solution that do local backup. There are even some image backup solutions. What we do, we provide full experience. So it's local, it's to external drive, to NAS device, to network share, and to the cloud. And it also the backup that is protected without active protection. So we try to provide the most complete backup and also make it the most secure backup that is out there.
Now, Guido, what's your message for anyone who is currently not making any kind of backup of their computer or other data?
You should do backup. It's just super important. And the thing is that for many people, I'll give you a few examples, because I'm talking to customers every day. And the examples may be very, very simple. People believe that they have no valuable data on their computers. They think that we don't need to do backup because nothing will happen, or I don't really have anything valuable. And then something happens. The hard drive fails, and we know that they fail every couple of years, or a virus gets to the machine and destroys the data, or there's some incident and computers just destroyed. And then people realize that they had something that they cannot recover, like the pictures of their kids. Or just recently, I was talking to a customer who told me that he had pictures of his dog that passed away, and he was very, very, very much emotionally connected to that dog, but all the pictures were gone because people were just not thinking about what kind of data they store in their computers. And there are other types of customers who believe that, oh, I use some kind of an online file sharing service, and most of my important files are there, so I don't need backup because I already have a copy. But for those people, it's actually really, the future is not so bright, because what happens is that you can accidentally remove files from your file sync and share, or someone can modify your files, or someone can encrypt your files, and you will learn about it many months from now, and then there's no way to come back. Or you can accidentally grant access for someone to that folder, or you can actually access, allow someone to access that folder, you'll work on that folder, and then someone will revoke the access to that folder, you lose that data. So there are so many scenarios in which you can lose the data that you host with these online services. But more to that, with those services, you have to keep your data in one particular place. But what if you have something that is saved outside of those folders that automatically synchronized with the cloud? Or what if something happening with your computer and some settings, passwords, license keys for your software are lost. So you will spend a lot of time recovering it. That's why we really, really trying to explain people that they should do the full image backup and protect everything and save a lot of time for recovering information.
Absolutely. And one final question, actually, a feature that you have built into Acronis TrueImage 2017 here is your Facebook backup. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so that's pretty simple. We have our cloud online dashboard where you can see all of your computers, mobile devices. You can actually remotely configure backup. And if it's cloud backup, you can access the data. And that same online dashboard, you can add your Facebook account, and then we will automatically, on a schedule that you choose, we'll just download the data from Facebook using Facebook API. So all of the posts, links, number of likes, comments, pictures, everything will be downloaded and you'll be able to access it in our online dashboard. It's a very clean dashboard with all the information. And then if something happens to your data, you can either download it from our backup if the data is lost on Facebook, or if you want to recover the data directly to Facebook to the same account or another account, you also can do that. So you'll just select recovery of a particular type of content and we'll post it on Facebook. So we'll just get back to Facebook.
Great. Now, where can people go for more information on Acronis TrueImage?
They just need to hit our website, acronis.com, and just look at the product page that we have there.
Great. Guy Dar, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you.